Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Alka-Seltzer becomes a relief-giving liquid that's better because of action in the glass.
That's right. Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Yes, action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
Do you remember one night last week when the McGees went out to dinner with Dr. Gamble and Mrs. McGee's old fur coat that her Aunt Sarah gave her got badly burned by a crepe Suzette? You don't? Well, the insurance company remembers it very well because guess what they settled for?
$200, McGee?
Yep.
I just can't believe it. $200.
And we're going to spend every single cent of it on a new coat for you, Tootsie. All of it.
Oh, you darling. But that's so much money. I mean, $200.
It won't be so much when we get in the Bonton here, don't you worry. Besides, the money was free in the first place. We got it for the old coat that Aunt Sarah gave you, so what the heck? Let's be big about it.
No, I tell you, it's just like a dream. I never thought... Oh, there's Dr. Gamble. Hello, Doctor. Over here.
Oh, hello, Molly. Hiya, McGee.
Well, hello, Fatso. Fancy meeting all of you here at the Bonton.
Guess what, Doctor? We're on our way into the Bonton fur sale.
You're what? To buy or just to
look? Going to buy Molly a new fur coat, Doc. We got 200 smackers from the insurance company today for the coat that clumsy waiter burned up the other night.
Oh, that's wonderful. But clumsy waiter? If you hadn't had your feet in the aisle when he walked by with that flaming dessert...
Please now, Doctor, I'm trying to forget. And a new fur jacket will certainly help.
What are you doing here, Doc? Shopping?
No, I just returned a Christmas present. Exchanged it, and boy, was it a job. Gift from the Wimples.
Oh?
A lovely gift, really, but... Gee whiz, it wasn't for me. I mean, I like to get presents that I can use, you know.
Oh, sure, everybody does.
Yeah, it would have made a fine gift for you and Molly, for instance. But I mean, after all, I'm a bachelor.
What was it?
Oh, and I had a heck of a time returning it. Lost the card, of course. Couldn't tell where they bought it. Had to try 3 stores before I found one that carried it.
What was it?
You know how tags get lost at Christmas time? All the confusion opening gifts and... what'd you say?
We said, what was it?
Oh, it was a pressure cooker.
What?
You know how seldom I eat at home.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and just the looks of that thing scared me to death. All those dials and stuff. I'd have probably blown it up.
Oh, they aren't so difficult to use, Doctor. If you'd have asked me about it, I'd have been glad to...
Oh, why bother?
Well, you could have used it to cook yourself a quick meal when you're in a hurry.
You can always call Walt's Malt Shop. They send food over all the time. Besides, I traded it in for something practical. A new fishing vest. It's a beauty.
Fishing in January?
Well, of course, I'll have to just hang it up and look at it till the season opens. But gee whiz, this is something a man can always use. Don't mention it to the Wimples, of course.
No. Well, we better get on into the fur department, I guess. Nice to have seen you, Doctor.
Yeah, goodbye. Have fun shopping.
Well, what'd I tell you, kiddo? I told you when you picked out that pressure cooker that Doc isn't going to like it, I said. Now, let's get him some shotgun shells or a fishing vest, I said, remember?
Oh, well, as long as he thinks the Wimples gave it to him.
Yeah. I wonder what Wimp did give him that he thinks he got from us.
Something nice, I hope.
Well, let's not waste any more time on that. Let's hurry on up to the fur salon, Tootsie, and show them how the rich people live.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Ah, you look beautiful in a new mink coat, and all the girls' eyes will pop.
Mink?
We ought to get a pretty swell mink for that much money, don't you think? $200?
Oh, you dreamer, you. But I love you just the same. And I saw a nice Russian squirrel jacket in the window that'll just thrill me to pieces.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Mother, do some days seem extra long because you feel too tired too much of the time? Well, you know, one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling is a shortage of vitamins. And your meals may not always contain enough of these essential food elements. Vitamins have a way of getting lost in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. That's why it's wise to fortify your family meals with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. They supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Easy-to-take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are low in cost, and they include vitamin B12. Protect your family from vitamin shortage. Tell your druggist you want one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Turn around, kiddo. That's it. Now walk this way again. Slowly.
How do you like it? Isn't this a beautiful jacket?
So that's Russian squirrel, huh?
That's right. You like it, sir?
Turn around, kiddo. That's it. Now walk down that way again. Slowly.
Oh, this feels so lush. And it fits just perfectly. I like this one better than any of the others on the rack, don't you, miss?
Oh, yes, I really do, madam. Actually, I'm not an authority on furs. I mean, well, this isn't my regular department at all.
Oh?
I'm just helping out here while the regular sales lady is at lunch. But if you ask me, I think this jacket is perfect on you.
Turn around, Molly. That's it. Now walk down that way.
Here we go again.
See how the fur ripples when she walks, sir. Notice the lovely tone of it, the sharpness of contrast, the absence of glare, and the beautiful picture she makes.
What department are you from, sis?
Television.
That figures. Okay, kiddo, turn around and walk this way again. I think this may be it.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to death with it myself, McGee. If you'd like it.
Now, what'd you say the price was again, sis?
It's right there on the rack, sir. Squirrel jacket clearance, $199.50, tax included.
It's nice of him to leave his car fare home. Okay, sis, we'll take it.
Oh, I'm so excited. I can just hardly believe it. It's so warm and so... Oh, I just love it.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be very happy with it, madam. And may I congratulate you on having such a generous husband. You're lucky.
Oh, well, I know. I certainly am lucky.
It's nothing, sis, nothing. Just put her cloth coat in the box, sis, and she'll wear the new Russian squirrel jacket home.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you're as pleased with it as I am now? All sales are final at these clearance things, you know.
On you, kiddo, I love it. Just like the girl said, it has sharp contours, a bright tone, no glare, and makes a beautiful picture. So put on your antenna and let's go home and demonstrate your refrigerator. I'd like to tune in a nice, juicy hamburger. Boy, that hamburger was good.
You want some more coffee?
No, but I'd like to make a suggestion, if I may.
What's that?
When you do the dishes, I think you ought to take that jacket off. It's all right to vacuum with it and serve lunch with
it. Well, I just love it. Don't you?
Well.
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. It's nothing.
Are you still thinking about bumping into Mrs. Spradley on the way home and what she said?
Well.
Ah, you know how catty she is. She's just burned up because her husband won't buy her a new fur, that's all.
Yeah, I know. And well, if this jacket was last year's style, the sales girl should have said so.
What's so different about last year's style? This isn't an automobile, you know. Styles don't change that much in fur jackets, McGee. Can you tell whether it was style last year or last week? I can't.
Well, no, but $200 is a lot of dough, and I want you to have the very best.
I'm just thrilled to death with it. It's a gorgeous jacket, and I think we got a wonderful buy on it.
Yeah, it is pretty.
And don't you even think about taking it back. Besides, you saw their sign. All sales are final, so even if you wanted to...
I'll get it. McGee's residence. McGee speaking. Wants to speak to me? Okay, put him on.
Who is it?
A Mr. Carlton, manager of the fur department at the Bontown. Gee, I hope that check I get... Hello?
You did deposit the insurance money in the bank, didn't you?
Yeah, this is McGee speaking. Huh? It what? What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. Don't get excited, Carlton.
Tell him to give us 24 hours for the insurance
Molly,
check to
please.
Clear.
Now, look, Carlton. I realize this is a mistake, but we're not going to give up this jacket.
Give it up? Why should we...
I'm sorry. My wife likes it, and I love it, and we're not giving it back. No, sir.
Of course not. Why should we?
Well, that's not my problem, Carlton. You got a big sign that says all sales are final. And just because the girl sold us a $3,000 Russian sable jacket by mistake is no skin off of my nose.
What?
Well, that's not our fault. I'm sorry, Carlton.
A three heavenly days. $3,000?
Now, just calm down, Carlton, and let's look at the facts here. First, you guys are too cheap to hire an extra girl for lunch, so you use a sales girl from TV. And second, possession is 9 points of the law. And if you think I'm going to give up possession of this jacket, you're... Hello?
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
You know, it seems like everywhere you go these days, you find folks with colds. People where you work, people you visit, maybe even someone in your family. So if one of those colds rubs off on you, you'll do well to remember this. When you have a cold, Alka-Seltzer helps you feel better while you're getting better. Alka-Seltzer relieves the headache and feverish feeling and the aches and pains that come with a cold. And remember, too, you can gargle with Alka-Seltzer for soothing relief when your throat feels raw and irritated. That's well worth remembering, ladies, because you just never know when a cold may come your way. So make sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand to relieve your cold discomforts, to help you feel better while you're getting better. That's Alka-Seltzer.
Let's hit the hay, kiddo. It's been a long day.
Who was on the phone? Him?
Yeah. Carlton from the Bontown. Again.
That's 4 calls since dinner, isn't
and
it?
And he's getting madder every minute. Claims he's coming over here tomorrow with a lawyer. Ha!
Oh, dear. Look, McGee, let's give them back their Russian sable. We shouldn't...
No, sir. I was going to be nice, but after the attitude them guys are taking, no, sir. They're trying to intimidate us because they're a big, powerful corporation and we're just 2 little poor people. And they're not going to do it. I'll fight them guys all the way to Chief Justice Warren.
Well, I will say one thing.
What?
Win or lose, I'll be the best-dressed defendant in the United States Supreme Court. Isn't this sable jacket lovely?
Yeah. Looks especially becoming over that pink flannel nightgown. Now hang it up and let's go to bed. I'm beat. I got a rough day coming up tomorrow.
Yes. So long, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow, and I'll be coming out fighting. Goodbye.
Fibber McGee and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Arthur Q. Bryan plays Dr. Gamble. The sales girl was Colleen Collins. Well, how do you like that? I can't blame the Bontown for being a little upset over this turn of events. If I know the Bontown, they aren't going to let the matter rest there. And if I know McGee, he isn't going to let that coat go without a fight. Who will win this argument? You can find out by joining us again tomorrow and watching the fur fly. So long. Weekdays follow the story of Pepper Young's family on most NBC radio stations.